The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome to this is the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and I'm delighted to be joined here in the studio for the Monday edition of Daily Racing Podcast, and making her debut as well, it's Kate Tracy. Kate, how are you?
Hello, Bobby. I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Are you excited to be doing the podcast for the first time, making your debut?
I am very much so, and hopefully I've got a couple of winners for listeners to boot as well.
Just before we do get your selections ahead of the action on Monday afternoon, we said we'd take a look back at what we saw on Saturday afternoon. If we start with what happened up at Ayr, it was the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup meeting, and we'll take a look back at a few of the races, starting first with their 240, which was the William Hill Silver Cup, and it went in the way of Golden Apollo for Tim Easterby and David Allen.
Yep, Golden Apollo doubled up for Tim Easterby with the cups. Obviously, he won the Bronze Cup on the Thursday and then came to the fore with the Silver Cup then on yesterday. So, yeah, Golden Apollo, he's taken a while to come into himself, really. He is a five-year-old now, and it was a really disappointing favourite the last time out when finished 6th of 8 at Doncaster, but seemed far much more suited by Ayr, definitely seems more his track, and he actually managed to end his losing streak yesterday, which dated back to August 2017, where he won at the Shergar Cup meeting at Ascot, and that was obviously as a three-year-old. And after that race that day, Tim Easterby actually came out and said that he thought in time he was going to be an Ayr Gold Cup horse. So really thought highly of him. However, as I said, it has just taken him a long time to show that promise that he showed the day. But you never know that next year he could easily be lining up in the main event in the Ayr Gold Cup. So hopefully we'll see him then.
Yeah, it's been a long 2 years for Golden Apollo, but he finally made his way back into the winner's enclosure. There was a Group 3 on the card as well. That was the William Hill Firth of Clyde Stakes. It went in the way of Rose of Kildare, 8-1 for Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning. And the Mark Johnson yard have just been absolutely phenomenal all season.
I know, I'm probably one of the biggest Mark Johnson fans out there. You can't go wrong if you back his horses anyway. And Rose of Kildare is another one who's just been prolific of late. And faced her old foe in yesterday's race of Graceful Magic. The pair of these two actually dead-heated at Newmarket at the start of August. That was in a Class 2. And Rose of Kildare was carrying £5 more than Graceful Magic. And then they also met again then back in Goodwood, when she was fourth and of £12 worse than Graceful Magic that day. So the level weights showed yesterday who was the better filly of that race. And Rose of Kildare obviously prevailed over her old foe, Graceful Magic, who finished second there. And I wouldn't have said it was the strongest of contests, this race. However, that will obviously show in time. But really likeable filly, Rose of Kildare. And yes, hopefully you'll see her again soon.
The big one of the day went off at 3:50. This was the 2019 running of the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup, and Angel Alexander, which actually returned at 28-1, was as big as 50s earlier on in the day. So it did come in for some significant market support, trained by Tom Dascom and ridden by Richard Kingscote.
Yes, someone knew about this horse, at least it wasn't me, but someone knew about this horse anyway. Like I say, the in from 50s to 28s by the off, and Angel Alexander did us a massive favour by completely going against what we perceived to be the draw bias yesterday. We thought it was all going to be low draws that were going to be scoring in the big race yesterday, as shown in the bronze and the silver cups. However, Angel Alexander rocked up out of stall 24, was on stand side in a group of about six horses there, including the hot favourite Buffer Zone, who really disappointed, actually. And I did have the fear with Buffer Zone before yesterday's race that he'd never turned around quickly from a previous start and run well or had a success out of that. And I think that showed yesterday, because definitely didn't have the finishing power that he showed at the Curragh there only 6 days beforehand. But Angel Alexander, the other doubts that we had about him was that he's never won over six furlongs. However, Richard Kingscote came out and said afterwards that, you know, it's a relatively easy six furlongs to get though because it's a downhill straight. So he didn't have any concerns going into it, and clearly it didn't matter. But he broke really well from the gates, hence why he really gets on at Chester, because he breaks so quickly from the gates. And yeah, another one for the dream team of Tom Daskam and Richard Kingscote, who had their 500 winners together only recently. So continuing that partnership. But Growl, really fantastic in second, yet another good place to add to his name. He's uber consistent, really likable, and he will win another one of these soon. Obviously, he did win the William Hill Great St. Wilfrid not long ago. And yeah, really good second here. And Gulliver, again, showed no hard luck stories for Gulliver this time. Obviously, he had the hard luck story when beaten by Buffer Zone at the Curragh back on the 6 days ago. But unlike Buffer Zone, he's proven in the past that he's able to turn around and run successfully after a very short break. So I will be very interested to see how he goes again the next time.
If you just have a look at what we saw down at Newbury as well, the Dubai Duty Free Millreef Stakes, the Group 2 over six furlongs, and Pierre Lapin here, Kate, as well, the perfect three from three.
Yes, no, I really like this horse, and really concerned after the debut up at Haydock there, where won it really nicely and then had a lot of time off. And Roger Varian said yesterday after the race that the reason behind that was just because he's such a frame of a horse and he wasn't working well after it. Well, he's it's an amazing training performance, because he's still a huge frame of an animal and he's just going to get better with age. Obviously a half-brother to Harry Angel, so the debate now is whether he's going to stick at this distance or whether he's going to go up and potentially use this as a guineas, and go for the guineas then next year. That's the debate. But he looks a really special horse, and hopefully he'll come out of this race well and he'll start to feel that frame of him.
Looking ahead to the race in action on Monday afternoon, which you can hear it all live here on William Hill Racing Radio. They race at Leicester, Hamilton, Warwick and Fairy House in the afternoon. And later on into the evening, there's Polytrack racing from Kempton. Now, this is the part of the podcast, Kate, where we ask the pundit for two selections. So where will be your first selection for Monday, please?
My first selection is going to come in the first race from Warwick. As we're getting back into the jump swing of things, I thought I better had a tip up a jump horse. So I'm going for the top horse there, the Dan Skelton horse, Bold, number one.
Okay.
Course and distance winner in April. That was in a maiden hurdle, winning by 3 1/4 lengths. He was always in command that day, and that was over the 2.5. Followed that up with a second place finish, and that was over 2.3, though, however, where he was far too keen. And tactically, he didn't play to his own strengths. He went off very steady, and it turned into a bit of a sprint at the end. And obviously, he much favours the 2.5, which he's back to today. Mm-hmm. So, so I think that this will suit him a lot better and should go well again after a break and a bit of a freshen up.
Yeah, local track as well for Dan and his brother Harry Skelton. They've got a decent strike rate there as well, haven't they?
Very much so. And yeah, you'd like to think so with their local track that they can clean up as much as possible.
The first race on the card at Kempton, I believe, is where your second selection will be. This is a Class 5 handicap over six furlongs.
It is, yes. And I'm going for horse number two there, Swiss Pride. Really likes the all-weather and hasn't finished out of the first two and on his six starts on the all-weather for Richard Hughes. Hughes and young Angus Villiers, who's just going to be champion jockey in a few years' time. A real, real promising talent. Yeah, was only beaten a short head last time out at Kempton. That was over 6 furlongs. Was closing on the short price favourite, but just held that day. Angus rode that day, rides again today. And his latest win at Wolverhampton, that was back in June. He actually beat a 5-2 favourite into second there, again over 6 furlongs. And back in a handicap today, which will really suit because his last winning mark was, he's only £1 higher than his last winning mark of 74 today. So can see him going really well there.
Thank you, Kate, for your time here on the podcast. Did you enjoy making your debut?
I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. The pleasure is all ours. Don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Monday afternoon. It gets underway at 1:40.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.